Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there, happy Monday. Welcome back to the Live Free Podcast. Happy March. Guys, it is almost spring, and that means summer's going to be here, and I am so ready for some sunshine, beautiful weather, and time outside. If this is your first time joining, first time listening, welcome. If you're a return listener, thanks for coming back. I'm glad to have you here. Anyways, today I wanted to do a quick question series, and actually, I'm switching up what I was originally planning because someone asked a question last week in my DMs that was so good that I just thought to myself, this has to be next Monday's quick question episode. They asked how to successfully land a job without being scammed. And so I wanted to talk about that because I think there's some things you can do to protect yourself, and there's some things you should be doing to set yourself up for success from the very get-go, and some red flags that I can share with you to protect you from all of the online scams out there. So one thing I've noticed in my line of work and kind of running ads and being a voice for working from home and teaching other people how to do it, some people automatically hear work from home and go scam because they've been burned or they've seen scams in the past. Now, freelancing is not a scam, but I can understand where people are coming from in that some people do use work in that is kind of positioned as freelance and or work from home in efforts to try to scam women who are desperately seeking a way to work from home and make a legit income. For example, sometimes you'll see in Facebook groups, and this is one of the reasons why we shut down our free Facebook group, other than we just weren't utilizing it to the best of our ability. And it's on pause. We could bring it back in the future. But for now, I just didn't have the time and energy to really cultivate a community in that space. I'm focusing on Instagram right now. And ever so often, there would be people posting like, I'm hiring, work from home, DM me for details. Now, most people, I'm not saying this is a absolute, there's nothing is absolute. But in most cases, legit jobs, people actually hiring, business owners actually hiring freelancers for work from home flexible positions are not going to post in a Facebook group and say, DM me for more information, because business owners are busy. If you post in a Facebook group like, I'm hiring, DM me for details, you're going to get a ton of messages. Business owners don't have time for that. So in most cases, when I see those, and it turns out when you, if you've ever, and you've maybe interacted with them, I've seen this before in my group where people will, in the free group, people will start messaging and then I'll get messages like, this is happening. What do I do? What do you suggest? Is this legit? But ultimately, how the conversation starts to go with this specific example is the person is like, you're hired. Let's get on GoToMeeting. Give me your address. I'm going to send you this stuff and then you're going to write me a check. That's a scam. First of all, in that situation, you're not going through the proper freelance process to vet clients and onboard clients. And I'm going to share with you what that process should look like here in a second. But another thing, you should never have to give out sensitive information to your clients. They shouldn't need your address unless, you know, they're wanting to send you a Christmas gift, but they shouldn't need your address, a social security number. And they also shouldn't send you equipment and checks and ask you to purchase things and or do payroll like that. So those types of positions are scams. One thing to look out for we've seen this, people get those scam positions on Upwork and like Indeed. Those sites should protect those scam opportunities from coming, but you know, the scammers get smarter and work the system. So just some things to be wary of, that there are some scammy people out there. But in the most case, I would say, especially from students in the Live Free Academy, the scam opportunities that they are faced with having the knowledge of how to build their business, how to find legit clients, are minimal. Like, I really can't think of a specific situation where a student was ever scammed because they have the knowledge and the process on how to vet potential clients and set things up so that they are protected and avoid any kind of red flag option. So here's what needs to happen if you are a freelancer wanting to work with a potential client. So before I go into that, though, I do want to say, as a freelancer, you're not an employee. So if someone is telling you to, like, without ever talking about a position or there being any sort of like interview discovery call process, and just comes to send you a message on LinkedIn, even, we've seen this on LinkedIn, like, hey, you're hired, we're a virtual assistant. If you've never communicated with them before and you just get a message out of the blue that's like, hey, you're hired, that's a scam. The typical process that you should follow in almost all cases to land legit freelance clients, the first thing is, you know, you have some sort of conversation, whether it's in a Facebook group, you reach out to this person directly, you bump into them at the yoga studio, whatever it is, you have some sort of connection with them, or maybe you see a job posting in a Facebook group or like on the job board if you're an LFA student. So you have some sort of like prior connection, you see the job, you start a conversation. The first step after kind of having that just informal conversation would be to have a formal discovery call. Now, the discovery call would replace the typical interview from doing typical employee type positions. Typically, when you're trying to get a job as an employee, you would go in for an interview and the company, the person hiring, would interview you and ask you questions and kind of like grill you, right? When you are freelancing and you are a service provider, in most cases, and I'll give you the exception to this rule, in most cases, you should be the person interviewing the client. And instead of it being an interview, we call it a discovery call. This tends to be something that can make people in the beginning kind of nervous. It's easier to be asked questions than to get on a call, especially when you're a beginner, and take charge. We just launched our freelance shop. You can check it out at michaelaquinn.com/shop. If you're listening to this Monday or Tuesday, we have 40% discount on all products in the shop through Tuesday at midnight. Otherwise, after that, it is full price, but still a heck of a steal. One of the products we have in the shop is a discovery call script. This is the script that we give students and walk students through in Live Free Academy. And if you're not a Live Free Academy student, but you need support on getting on discovery calls and taking charge, grab the script today. Just go to michaelaquinn.com and find the discovery call script and grab it. Because as the freelancer, you should be the one running the call and kind of interviewing the client to see if they're a good fit to work with you and you a good fit to work with them. So then after that discovery call, let's say you go on that discovery call, it's great, you love them, they love you, you guys want to work together. The next step, or even if they're kind of like, you know, let me think about it. The next step after a discovery call would be to send a follow-up, kind of recapping what happened on the discovery call, and then recap what happened on the discovery call, and a proposal that basically just says, here's what I recommend, here's what's included, and here's the cost. From there, and if you need help sending proposals or what to say in those emails, we've added those as products too in the shop. So check out, make sure you check out the shop, moral of the story, or enroll in the Free Academy, whichever fits your budget today. And then once you send the proposal and the kind of recap, either they'll sign the proposal, accept it, or they might have questions and you go back and forth. So you'll need to do some follow-up there. But once either the proposal is accepted or they say, I'm going in a different direction, the next step, if they accept it, would be that you send a contract. You send a contract to the client, and it outlines the terms of how you work, the terms of the package, how payment is done, yada, yada, yada. We've got templates in the shop as well too. And once they sign the contract, then you send the invoice. And once you send the invoice and it is paid, that's when you get started working. And that's how you protect yourself from scams in the online space, because you go through that process. You get on a call, you see this is a legit person, a legit business owner. You see that their personality will mesh with you. You send them a proposal, they accept it. You send a contract, you have that written agreement in place to protect both parties. And then you send the first month's invoice. And this is standard industry practice in freelancing. It might be different on some of like Upwork and some of those job boards, which is why I don't typically love them. One of the reasons. But when you're freelancing and you're finding clients and landing clients through your own efforts, this is how it should be done. No exceptions for having a contract and having invoice paid in advance. I could go on tangents and rants for that. Some people in the beginning will make exceptions for clients just because they want to land that first client. And I will tell you, those relationships are always great until they're not. And you never know when it's going to, you never think it would happen to you, especially if you get on a call and you're like, oh, I like this person and they just want to do it this way. I'm okay with that. No, never. And also never work with someone who refuses to sign a contract. If they refuse to sign a contract, that's a red flag to me. I'm walking away. If they refuse to pay the invoice in advance, that's a red flag to me. I'm walking away. Now, exceptions to some of these rules that I just gave you. Number one, when you're interviewing for some virtual assistant positions and it's more beginner type roles, sometimes the client is going to want to take control of that call. And kind of the rule of thumb that I give students and that I say is, whose discovery call link did the call get booked on? If the client sent you their calendar link to book a time to talk to them from their link, that tells me they're going to want to take control. I'd still come prepared with my discovery call script and be prepared to make sure all my questions were answered. And I might start the call with like, hey, typically this is how I do my discovery calls, but I get the inclination that you might want to take control and kind of lead. Is that so? If they say yes, then I'll let them. If they say no, I'll be like, okay, awesome. Here's how it's going to go. So that's the rule of thumb and the exception to where you would not lead the call. Some people won't, that'll turn them off from working with clients. That's your choice. That's fine. Other people, it's totally fine. And they're comfortable letting the client take over the lead on the call as long as they get their questions answered. Now, the exceptions to the invoice being paid in advance rule. Sometimes for larger packages, larger projects, not retainers. So if someone's hiring you as a virtual assistant and it or social media manager and it's an ongoing month-to-month contract, that needs to be paid in advance. But sometimes there's these one-time projects that are big in scope. For example, maybe a website build, a website redesign, and the package is a considerable amount, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 plus. In some cases, freelancers will decide to set up payment plans for their clients. For example, there could be, if let's say it's a $5,000 package, $2,000 due to reserve that spot and get the project booked, the other $2,000 due at a milestone, and then the final $1,000 due before final files are handed over and delivered to the client. That's the only exception to invoice completely being paid in advance. That's up to you, kind of how you want to set up payment terms. But if you're doing retainer services and or it's smaller in scope, I would always recommend pay in advance. And that's industry standard in the freelance space. I know when you're in the beginning stages, it seems like, oh, there's no way someone's going to pay me before I do the work. But that's how it's done online. There might be some clients who push back on that, and it's your job to stick to it and be comfortable. If someone's not willing to work how you want, that you are comfortable walking away, because there's plenty more clients out there. All right, guys, I hope this episode was helpful for you to see how to set yourself up for success in not getting scammed and being protected as a online service provider. Don't forget, check out the shop, michaelaquinn.com/shop. Otherwise, if you need more than just a template or quick resource, check out the academy, michaelaquinn.com/academy. All of the templates in the shop are included in the Live Free Academy, plus all the step-by-step business, how to build your freelance business trainings, skills trainings, weekly coaching calls, weekly job leads, daily job leads, and so much more. Would love to support you in any way if you're looking to get started. Have a great day and see you next week. Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.